details the Hakamas HaMishkan, the donations, the Nedivas HaLev towards the Mishkan. A very intense repetition, not a brief repetition, of all of the involvement of Klal Yisrael towards the dedication of the Mishkan. Vayichal Ha'om Me'avi. Vayavir Kol Bamachaneh. Incredible. I really knew where it was. I was just testing it. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, he's right. Oh, wait a minute. Second Aliyah, you said?
Second Aliyah, it's a single parka. It's the end of the first Aliyah, another parka.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I don't remember the words. I remember the trumpet.
Hold on. Let me look up the Gemara in Shabbos. I'll get you the words of the pasuk. Vayitzav Moshe vayavir kol b'machaneh. Yeah, exactly. Where is that?
It's the last word.
Here, I got it. It's in it's in the end of Shlishi. It's in the end of Shlishi. Vayitzav Moshe vayavir kol b'machane leimor ish v'isha lo al yasu oid melocha l'tshumas ha-kodesh vayikol le'ohem me'avi. What's happening over here, Rabbi Yisai? This is something wild. Something really wild. Evan. Something really wild. You have a fundraiser. You have a fundraiser. The basics of fundraising is that you let it run, you let it live, you let it grow, you let it run. You know, we were doing a fundraiser in my community, and we realized Baruch Hashem it was picking up steam. So we said this is the Pesach for an all. You know, Baruch Hashem. You know, you never have enough. There's always going to be need. You never know where it's going to be necessary. You don't stop it. And Rabbi Yisai Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah in Parshas Vayakel is speaking about all of the Nedivas HaLev, the theme of our parsha. Vayomru al Moshe Lemor Marbim Ohavim Lahavi. Klal Yisrael is really bringing everything. They're donating everything. Marbim Ohavim Lahavi. Midei Avodah Mavloch Hashem Tziva Hashem Lasa Yisrael. So look how beautiful this is. And I would come with some chizuk, some words of encouragement. Adirabba v'adirabba kova amarvi l'saper yitzir z'chem harezeh m'shubach kova amarvi l'tshoyim l'beis ha'kneses harezeh m'shubach. And Moshe Rabbeinu, clearly with no experience in fundraising, clearly never doing this before, says vayitzav Moshe vayaviru kol b'machane. Moshe Rabbeinu commanded. Moshe Rabbeinu blew a shofar. Lamor saying what? What's the announcements? I would have thought, you know, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have clapped on the bima, somebody just sent me a text, right? Somebody just sent me a text. Just thought about clapping on the bima. What gives people feelings of power? So the first percentage is money. The second percentage on the graph is status. The third percentage, banging on the bima to remember Yalav Yalav. It's very cute. Rabbi Yisai, so Moshe Rabbeinu's banging on the bima. Moshe Rabbeinu's banging on the bima, and he's telling the Olam what? I found a mother matcher! Keep going! No. Adarabba. Stop! Cut it out! Stop what you're doing! Imagine, you're carrying some gold. You had to create so many business deals to try to get this piece of gold, and you were expecting Moshe Rabbeinu to say, "Wow, you know, it's so special the donation you gave. You know, if a guy, I was giving tzedakah to a yeshiva, and a guy was a makir tov to me when I gave mamash $10,000 and he didn't give me a karas, I thought, forget about it, I'm done with that yeshiva. Forget it, Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't know how to talk to this gvir? The guy who's walking there, and he doesn't, the rabbi has to like know how exactly what to say, mela, to not only to be makir tov now, to make sure that this relationship will thrive, will keep going. There's a whole technique over here, the whole, I'll take him out for lunch. Moshe Rabbeinu says, stop. Enough. And Kachavu, Vayikole Aom Me'avim, and Klal Yisrael stops. Why? What's the reason? What's going on with this pasuk of Yisrael? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu insistent on once it was enough, and Moshe Rabbeinu stopping the donation process and the carrying of the mishkan? Rabbi said this relates to something that we learned in detail this month. The Gemara in Perek HaZorik, the 11th Perek of Shabbos, quotes our Parsha, this Pasuk. The Gemara in HaZorik is teaching you that on Shabbos you're not allowed to be Zorik Dalet Amos. Not only can you not carry from one domain to another domain, from Rosh HaSayach to Rosh HaSarabim, not only can you not be maver dalet amos or Rosh HaSarabim when carrying, the Gemara says, michti zrika tolga de hoitzah. Hoitzah gufa eichoksi. The Gemara asks the following question. Hoitzah gufa. You know, you're learning Perek HaZorik. Don't throw a ball in Rosh HaSarabim, right? That's an isidur araisa, right? You got to learn the sugyas. Mitzvah Shem, one day, you'll be able to learn HaZorik. You can't have a catch. Why was the Akira? It's enough of great questions. We have to talk about it. But you can't throw. Mar says, Zorik is a tolda, is a subcategory, which is Doraisa, right? Which is the real McCoy, which is not Derabonon, Hameven Yovin. And the Gemara says, so what's the primary category? What's the Av? Tolda. Zrika told the Doitzahi. Zrika is a told is a subcategory of Hoitzah. Hoitzah gufa hechaksiva. Where did you get the concept of Hoitzah? Where does it say that there's an Isser to be Maitzi in the first place? Amrav Yoichanon. Zok the Hail Yudmar and Shabbos and Achzadi Vavamudis. Amrav Yoichanon. The Amr Kra. Vaitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kobanochane. Our pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu, what? Blows a horn. Moshe Rabbeinu, what? Moshe Rabbeinu sounds an alarm. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what? Enough is enough. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no more, no more. Our kasha. That is what. That's the answer of Yochanan saying. For what? The source of Haitzah. How do you learn from there? Gemara said nothing about Haitzah. Talk to Gemara. Moshe Heichon Havi Yosef. Where was Moshe standing? Sitting. The Machne Leviyah. Umachne Leviyah. Rosh HaRabim Havi. Right? Everything that we had, all of our discussions about Rosh HaRabim D'Oraisa, Sarabim Durabon, right, is all patterned after the Midbar, patterned after the amount of people that were there, the width of the area, all of the qualifications, all of the Halacha L'maisa Shilas, all the Brooklyn Shilas, everything we've been discussing about, whether or not it qualifies as Sarabim Duraisa, is all patterned after what it looked like in their encampments, right? So there's Sarabim. So it was Tesvav Mil, it was through and through, it wasn't curving. It wasn't right. It was mafulash. It was tesvav mil wide. It was, according to many rishonim, 600,000 people. Fine, all the qualifications. So Moshe Rabbeinu was where he was standing in the Rosh HaRabim by Machne Leviyah. V'ka'amar lehul Yisrael, and in this pasuk that we just read, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Lo itafiku v'teisu mirshas hayochid didchu lirshas harab. Moshe Rabbeinu says what? Don't come out of your houses. Enough. Stop with the donations.
Leave it in your domains. Lo tafiku v'teisu mishas ha'yachid d'chulur shas ha'rabin. So, frak the Gemara Kasha. So, who says that this pasuk was on Shabbos? Umimai d'b'Shabbos koi. Dilma b'chol koi. Maybe it was a Thursday. Who said that this was on Shabbos? Talk to Gemara. K'dichsiv ha'amlocha ha'isadayam gomer ha'avara ha'avara miyom kippur. K'siv v'yavar kol v'machanu k'siv ha'asam v'avar t'shoy for truam. Malahalam b'yoy maser afkan b'yoy maser. So ultimately, Rabbi Yisai comes along, Chazal comes, Rabbi Yechanan comes to Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Tzadi, Bavon Leviz, and says, this pasuk is much deeper than you think. This pasuk is not only just technically stopping the donations. This pasuk is the source for the Isser of carrying and the mucker of Hutzah on Shabbos. And just like the pasuk says, a lashon of Ta'aviru, of Havara, of Havar the shofar, that you blow the shofar on Yovo, on Yom Kippur, which is, by the way, the mucker for a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you should know. Never says shofar by Rosh Hashanah, right? And the Gemara says, so that's also the Giloy, that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was sounding the alarm was also on a Yom Isser, that you shouldn't just continue giving and continue coming into the Mishkan, and it has to stop. But basically, there's something very bothersome about this Gemara. You learn the 39 Melachos of Shabbos. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to learn it, I heard, not so long. Gittin, maybe. Gittin, I heard the Matzah now is Gittin, Brachos, from Mitzia Shabbos. So, if you guys want to stay in Smicha and Chaparah on Shabbos, might say it's a plan. So what's the problem? Basically, you learn all the Halachos of Shabbos, the Halachos of Shabbos, there's one question that's not asked. What's not asked? What's not asked when it comes to the Malachos of Shabbos? Something that's asked everywhere else in the Torah. Everywhere else, every other Sugya in Shabbos. The Gemara starts off, Hotzah Gufa Hecha Ksiva. Everybody said, what do we know about Malachos Shabbos? What do we know that was the one unique malacha that we focused on this past Zman that is singled out in the Torah, Rabbi Saif? Which one? Havara. Which means every other malacha in the Mishkan is what? Is what? Is not written in the Torah. It's still the Rafad, it's still the Raisa. Jeremy's 100% right. But it's learned out through whatever existed in the Binyan HaMishkan. It's mamish the most sussum, unclear, discrete thing that exists. Whatever is involved in the construction of the Mishkan is Asar on Shabbos, but you're not going to have Psukim for all the Malachas. If you're going to look for Psukim for all the Malachas of Yisai, keep looking. You're going to be looking for a long time. And yet, comes along the Gemara Nazarik and he says, Hoitzah, Heichak Siva. What's the mucker for Hoitzah? Until the Gemara says, I found a pasuk in Parshas Vayakel that's discussing the donation process that Moshe Rabbeinu told them to stay in their homes and to stop donating, and that's the source for Hitzah. I don't understand the premise of the Kasha. I don't understand the beginning of the Gemara. I don't understand the ABCs of this Gemara. Not one other Malacha. It's the 11th parak of Shabbos already. I never once asked the question, Hei Chaksiva. And yet, the Gemara, as a Davar Pashit, the Gemara wakes up and the Gemara says, I need a mocker! Right? Like a real brisker. Vis the mocker! Vis the mocker! Give me a mocker! Give me a source! Not when it comes to Shabbos! They don't learn Shabbos and brisk. Not when it comes to Shabbos! And yet the Gemara Nazarek starts, vis the mocker, where's the mocker? So this is not my kasha. This is Tosfos' kasha. For Tosfos and Daftzari Vavim Beis, vi afal gav shahoysa b'mishkon. What's Tosfos Va'afal Gav Rabbi Yisai? Say it. It's a what? It's an applied kasha. Clearly Tosfos is bothered by what? By the fact that what? That we don't need Mekoros for Malachos. We don't need sources. Anything that's in the Mishkan is Aser.
Nikoma comes up place to see Lav Diksiv Lehavim Mechaiva Aleya, but Fisha Malacha Grua Kide Pirashti Le'el Dav Bezav et Al.
Zog the Heilige Taisus. If you would have stuck with me from the beginning, if you learn the big fat Taisus in the first daf in Shabbos, which is half the page, and go through line by line, Taisus says you would have had an answer to this question already from the beginning of this book. That Bezim et Aleph says Taisus, everybody said, we spoke about this. Taisus introduced a concept, which is a fundamental Yisoy. I ask you all today, Rabbi Yisrael, why does Malachas Shabbos start with the Malacha? Maseches Shabbos, I'm sorry, start with the Malacha of Hutzah. It's not one of the first Malachas that are on the chart of the 39 Malachas. You go through the 39 Malachas, Rabbi Yisrael, you buy Rabbi Riviad's book, it's going to be at the end of volume 4, which I'm sure you guys all bought by now. Right? So if so, Rabbi Yisai, why isn't Masechta Shabbos following Rabbi Ribiad's line of reasoning? Why isn't the Masechta Shabbos, the Masechta should follow through the order that the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph tells us about what the Seder HaMalachos is? So what's the answer to this question, Rabbi Yisai? Hoitzah, says Tosfos, is a Malacha Grua. Hoitzah is lacking in its Malacha. In its character. We spoke about this, Rabbi Yisai, if you remember, we spoke about this in the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis in Beitzah. The Gemara wasn't clear what the Nekudas HaMachloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was about whether or not you could carry on Yontif. So the Gemara posits, we don't pass them like this, ultimately the Gemara says it's a Machloikis about Mitoich, like you all beautifully demonstrated yesterday, but the Gemara had a Havam, you know, according to Rafram, that perhaps Hutzah was not applicable to Yontif, it was only applicable to Shabbos. As the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Dafka b'Shabbos v'loy b'Yontif, right? So what's the line of reasoning? What did the Shabbos Ari explain? It's a Malacha Grua. It's something that intuitively you wouldn't think was a Malacha. There's nothing constructive that's existing when it comes to the Malacha of Hutzah. You're transporting an object, the Arzarua writes this out b'Feirush, you're transporting an object from one location to the next. Nothing's changing about the nature of the object. So Memela, it's dissimilar to all the other productive, constructive actions that existed in the Malachas HaMishkan. So since it is intuitively something that I wouldn't have thought is necessarily a Malacha, it's like a Shvach. You want to bring that kid that's suffering, that's not part of the Chevra, you want to be Mechazikim a little bit. You want to say, hey, this is my buddy, you know, you guys should all get to know him. Zok, the Gemara in Shabbos starts off with the concept of Shabbos, the Torah starts off, Haitzah! That's also a Malacha. That's also a problem. The Mela Zok Taisis and Tzadivavim and Beis, the same Mahalach, the same line of reasoning. That's why I would need, specifically when it comes to Haitzah, Pasuk and Parshas Vayakel, to tell me that, by the way, this is a Malacha. Because intuitively, without a mucker, just because it was in the Mishkan, yeah, come on. We also breathed in the Mishkan. You know what I'm saying? We also bowed down in the Mishkan. You can tell me that's also on Shabbos. Haitzah is not a malacha. That's not malacha dit. So how do you know? Zok the Gemara. No. There's a pasuk by Yichal on man. In terms of lomdus, that's the answer. The place is posits. That's the answer that the Rishonim suggests. But I'd like to suggest another mahal. I'd like to suggest another Mahalach that I was thinking about that's relevant to each and every one of us this year. That's relevant to the experiences that we've had over this incomparable experience that we've had, an adjustment and transformation. And I think it's very important, Rabbi Yisai, as life begins to hopefully go back to what was, or a little bit more similar to what we were used to before this transformational experience. The Gemara is telling us, Moshe have hecha Yosef. When Moshe made this statement, stop donating, stop bringing things out, and Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the dedication of the Mishkan in our parsha by Yaakov, the Gemara tells us, Moshe hecha have Yosef. Moshe was a machne Leviyah. And Moshe screams to all of the Am Yisrael and he says, Al teitzu min habayis. Yaviru kol b'machne, the sirens went out. The alarms were off. Please don't leave your homes. Mara says, this is the mocker for Hotzah.
What is Chazal telling us? What is the Torah telling us, Rabbi Isai? There was something incredible that we experienced over this year. And it's the aside, in my opinion, Rabbi Isai, based on the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma tells us that there's a fundamental difference between Yom Tif and Shabbos. Yom Tif is a time that when you work through the halachas like we did so beautifully, Rabbi said, this is man, and we have a new experience to Yom Tov. We learned that basically, Rabbi said, there's going to be no carrying. I mean, there's not going to be an issur carrying. There's not going to be a restriction of hotzah, whether it's through mitoich, if you hold like the guy in the hotel, or you don't hold like the guy in the hotel. Rabbi said, right, tzarech hayom, not tzarech hayom, however you slice it, it's not going to be hard to find the tzarech hayom. Tyson Subas Dav Zion, Rabbi Yisai, even a plain a minute, come on, we don't want to Shach Zion. I apologize for those that are not following what I'm saying, but we don't all like the Shach Zion. I said, we bring Machzorim to Tash. I need Tzarech Hayom, it's going to work. So, carry! Go out to the parks! Hoyo Lumakloy Lalachim Zok the Meshech Chachma. What? What's being back there in Malach over here, as long as you do it with enough time before Shkia? What's the Yisoyed Advar? What's Rabbi saying is the matir? Hoyel u'mikloy le'orchim. What do we want? What's the drive? Have guests. Get together. Be connected. It's a time for achdus. It's a time for alila regel, for everyone to get together, to have this big, big, massive, you know, concert with, you know, at Makom HaMikdash. It was wild, everybody said. It was wild. What was going on? Chazal were concerned about that, you know, everyone getting together. That was the Yusayid. Get together. Together. Hoyle Makolay Archim, Itoy, Chaitzah. Nah. Rafram says not even the Chotzah is Usr and Yontiv. It says that the Shabbos nigga did. The Am, says the Meshach. The Am comes together. The nation comes together. Not Shabbos. Zok the Meshach Chochma. Shabbos Al Yetzeh. Shabbos, the Torah says, don't go too far. Don't drift away. There's an Isser Tchumen on Shabbos. There's an Isser Otzah on Shabbos. Vayavir kol b'machane al teitzu mibabate. Don't leave your house. Why? What's the reason? It's not the Meshech Chochma. Shabbos is a matzav that you connect back with Hashem, the Rabbanu Shalom. Shabbos is a matzav, leave all the malacha. Leave all, everything, all of your ashtadlis, everything that you were involved with. All the sheishas yimei amais. And reconnect to the source. And energize yourself and remember where all of our hatzlach is coming from. Who's running the show? And that's the yisrael of Shabbos. Says the Meshech Chochma, it's not arbitrary. It's not coincidence that you have these fundamental differences between the halachos of Malachos Yontif and Malachos Shabbos. Of all of these concepts, of Holo Mekloi Le'orchem, of Mitoich, of Hitzah, of all of these dinim, why? Says the Meshech Chochma, because they're different in their yusuf. Shabbos is a time to go back to the Olam Ha'emes, to go back to Me'ein Olam Haba, to a time that you're sitting b'ziv hashchina with a special hashra that doesn't exist during the hustle and bustle of the week, during the busy time. We can't have that same sense of concentration, sense of focus, and reconnect back to our source. And that's why Shabbos has to be so restrictive and has to be so confined and limited. Because that's the only way that we're really going to be able to focus and concentrate on revitalizing that relationship and reconnecting on a weekly basis to what is our source, to what creates Shish Shimei HaMaisa. So how does that become a reality? Merav Rabbi say, Lefi Ani Yazdaiti, according to this Meshech Chochma, perhaps one could suggest, Chazal decided to start Meseches Shabbos with the Melacha of Hotzah. And Hotzah needs a mucker in this week's Parsha, because that's the Yisoyin of Shabbos. It's not just Stam, oh, Shabbos is going to be Aser B'Hotzah, like Rafram says, and Yontif not. That's fundamentally the Yisoyin. Shabbos is a time not to be Yotze. Shabbos is a time to focus. Shabbos is a time to be in your house. Shabbos is a time to concentrate on these ideas and not get distracted from it. To reconnect. Yom Tov, we're involved in other things, in the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, in all of the Achdus, in all of the creation of the Am. Shabbos existed historically before Yom Tov. In order for you to connect as an Am, and to be a populace and a whole connection and an Aliyah L'Regel, you need to first forge the Yesoid, that you're connected to a Borei Olam, that there's a concept of Shabbos. That's why the Torah starts with a Shabbos of Bereishis. And then Memeila Rabbi said, we have a Shabbos of Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, like the Brisker Rav tells us, there are two aspects of Kiddush. Shabbos of Maisa Bereishis, Shabbos of Matan Torah. And then and only then, Rabbi said, we get into the concepts of Yom Tov, that now we're formed and we have a connection, and now we can come together as an Am with that Yisoy. Just like we can't have the Machanus, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says so beautifully, you can't have the Machanus right after you leave Mitzrayim. The Torah doesn't tell us how they encamped. The Torah doesn't say where Yehuda sat, where Dan was, where Reuven was. The Torah waits till Sefer Bamidbar to tell us all the encampments of where the Shvatim stood. Ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I don't understand that. Something that's relevant right at Yetzias Mitzrayim, they're starting to move. They're on the move. How are we going? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what I understand, you're going to have an encampment without a Mishkan in the middle? Without an epicenter? Without a Sefer Torah? Without a Luchas HaBris? What's an encampment without the Torah HaKadosha being at the core? It's not an encampment. So I'm saying the same thing, Rabbi Yisrael. You're going to have a Yom Tov without a Shabbos? You're going to have a connection as an Am with what? To say a national anthem? With what? To now say that I come from certain heritage? Heritage and therefore what? And there's a Mokum HaMikdosh! And there's Karbonis! And there's Messias Nefesh! There's a religion! There's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam! This is not Anoshim Ilumodom! We just shuckle, we dance, we live for a purpose! For a Shabbos! For a connection! The whole Yisoid of Meseches Shabbos has to start with Hotzah. Because that's the experience of Shabbos. Al Yetzeish. Vayaviru Kol Banachra. Moshe did something this parsha that was striking. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I love it. Beautiful. It's a great fundraiser, Rabbi Yisai, but it can't be at the expense of what? Of your connection with the Borei Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, Ad Kan. Sometimes we're running all over the place. Sometimes we get so lost in all of the hustle and bustle and busyness of life. And then Moshe Rabbeinu has to blow a shofar and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, don't get lost in all of the minhagim, in all of the shuckling, in all of the practices. Why are you doing this? What's the purpose? What's the Siva? Where's the mitzvah that connects to the mitzvah? That's Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parsha. That's the Meshech Chochmas Yisoid. Rabbi Yisai, we had an experience of Shabbos. This time last year, we were all
told, and there was a shofar that was blown by the Borei Olam that said, please don't leave your homes. Please refocus. Please reconnect. And I have spoken to so many people even this week. And I'm sure many of you have spoken, and Rabbeisai, people steigt. People glue in the basics of Yiddishkeit, in tefillah. So many people said, even though I didn't have a minyan, even though I didn't have a chazan, even though I didn't have all of the experiences of shul, I'm telling you, I found that room and I just spoke there with the Borei Olam. I had that connection. And in Torah, Rabbeisai, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam had you, that you don't run out to a Beis Medrash, that you don't run out to a Beis HaKnesses. The Pnei Menachem once told one of his Talmidim, as Hadracha when he got married, you're going to be very surprised what I'm about to say, Rabbeisai, and it has to be taken with Hadracha, and it has to be understood. But the Pnei Menachem said, you need to make sure that you find time to learn in your house. Your children need to be able to see you with a sefer steiging, hearing the nigunim of the Gemara. That will be a mafteach to be matzliach with your chinuch habayit. And the story has it that that person, for the first two children, did exactly what the Pnei Menachem said. And the next two children, he didn't do what the Pnei Menachem said. One Chol HaMoed Pesach, he brought all the boys to the Pnei Menachem. And the Pnei Menachem, it was clear from looking at these children, which two boys were the boys when the father was learning home, and which two boys were the boys that didn't have that extra hashpah. That's what they say over from the Pnei Menachem. There's a certain level of connection. There's a certain level of chinuch. There's a certain transformation of the bias when all of the Avodas Hashem is included in that. You know, Rabbi Yisrael in Parsis Vayaka last year, my kids were pretending to run a minyan. My kids were calling up for a fake aliyahs. And Tzvi was thinking, they had a whole machloikas who's Shliach Tzibur this week because they picked the Nigunim. And we mama spent time in Kabbalah Shabbos in the den. I never dived next to my mom, my wife before. I dived next to my wife. And then we were celebrating afterwards. Mamash had a Gabaldic Shabbos. And I was thinking to myself, Rabbi Yisrael, during Corona, I was thinking to myself, why did this ever happen before? Why did we have this on a regular Shabbos? So geschmack! You know why? Because the Rabbi Yisrael had to be mavir kol b'machaneh. V'ichala o'me'avi. We were so involved in building both the Knessias and both the Midrashas and dedicating and donating and fundraising. And I'm not minimizing Rabbi Yisrael. My president of my shul will probably kill me right now. But Rabbi Yisrael, think about it. There's a Yisoid over here. But MS, we forgot that Hoitzor is the Yisoid of Shabbos. We forgot how to start Masecha Shabbos. We forgot about the basics of Yiddishkeit. And the Rabbi Shalom had to tell us. But even more than tefillah, even more than Torah, even more than tzedakah, even more than guarding our speech and our interactions with others because it was limited, lashon hara and the way we're medaber. Rabbi Yisrael, I think the greatest chizuk that I've ever had in my life in bitachon and in emuna, because it's sometimes, when you realize how grave it is, when you realize how scary it is, Rabbi Yisrael. Like I always told you, the greatest chizuk and emunah and bitachon that I've had in my life is when I was going through the tzara with my father. Because I turned to every single doctor and I realized, Ein lanu ami li shayin. Oh, the Rabbi Shalom is so me. Ein lanu ami li shayin el al avinu shabashamayim, Rabbi Yisrael. And oh wow, did Klal Yisrael get that reminder this year? We don't know this, we don't know that, we know this, when that reverses to this, and it's because of this, and this, and no drugs here, and this drug works, but you're not allowed to have it because of this thing, and the political entity, and this, and we don't even know what's true, and we don't even know what's not true, and we don't even know who is true, and we don't even know who's saying, and I don't understand it, I don't even know who the president is.
You know why? Stop. Stop being yoytzer. Stop with your chutzals. Stop with going and running everywhere. And refresh. And reconnect. And remember about the Malach of Yitzhak, the Yisaitis of Shabbos, the way this Masechta begins, the Makar of Shabbos, the one Malach that has a Pasuk. That's what our experience has been. What do you say? But it's further. It's deeper. Rebbeinu Shloimeh, this year in particular, had almost every Chag transformed and changed by what? By Shabbos. By Shabbos. No shofar on Rosh Hashanah. No lulav on Sukkos. No Megillah on Purim. Erev Pesach Shachalit is b'Shabbos. Hallowed Davaru. Why? Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos! Stop! Before you return to your shuls, before you go back to normal, before you go back to old, your old reality, Rabbi Yisai, stop for a second, Moshe Rabbeinu screams in Parshas Vayakel. And he says, stop! Vayichal Eom Be'avi! Vayavar Kol Ba'machaneh! Remember what this was all about! Remember Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Remember what this whole experience, why it was necessary. Because we were running around like a chicken without a head. We were running around doing mitzvahs without a mitzvah. And sometimes, the Rabbeinu Shalom even has to take away a sheifer. Even has to take away a lulav. Even has to take away a Megillah, or even has to transform a Purim, in order to remind you, what is Yiddishkeit all about? What is all of these practices? Why is it all necessary? Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to close with the following idea. I think I shared this story all the way back at the beginning of the year. But if I didn't share it, so it's kedai to say it again. It was a girl. I think her name was Chani. And unfortunately, she was very close with her mother, and she lost her mother. And she lost three of her siblings. And she was left with a few other brothers, running away from the Nazis with her father. With no mother, and lost that connection that she had, and that ability to speak to her on the day-to-day basis that she wouldn't confide in her. And she had one chain that she had from her mother, that her mother gave her, a broken chain. And everywhere she would go and everywhere she would run, she would hold on to that chain. And she would speak to that chain every morning as if she's speaking to her mother. When she would wake up, she would say, "Good morning, chain." And that's how she would talk to her mother. Until one time they were on a boat running from the Nazis, Yimach Shemom, and her father came up to her and said and told all the children, "Rabbi Yisai, we're going to have to get off the boat. The boat is stopping in this area. We have to get off the boat." But Mayer Rabbi Yisai, he says to his family, "It's Shabbos. So you have to leave all your belongings on the boat and come and run with me." And everyone left their clothing, left their books, the little bags that they had in order to be able to run to every location. And Chani was crying. She was bawling in the corner. And her father walks over to her and says, "What's going on?" She says, "I can't. I can let everything go. But I can't drop the chain. I can't leave the chain."
And her father turned to her and said, Chani, I know this is hard to understand, but one day you're going to understand that you're going to be even more connected if you leave this chain here. And even though you won't be able to physically touch it and physically hold on to it, your connection to Mami and how you help Mami and what it will do for you will be much greater. Chani, as difficult as it was, left that chain. And ultimately, that experience, she said, as the daughter of the Briskarov, made her into the great Rebbetzin that she is by letting go of that chain. Because sometimes, Rabbi Sai, as I said, this year, Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, and we let go of the Shofar, sometimes we get so hooked on to the physical chain. We get so connected to the physical minhagim and practices that we thought Yiddishkeit was all about. And we forget that there's ultimately something else at the end of the chain. That is the reason and the siba and the machayiv of our existence. And sometimes being able to let go of the physical chain, stopping from running outside, withholding from blowing a shofar, is ultimately a stronger shofar and a stronger dedication to the Beis HaMikdash and to the Mishkan than you could ever imagine. Moshe Rabbeinu was not missing the rules of fundraising. Moshe Rabbeinu realized that ultimately a Mishkan and all of these materialistic items only have any meaning if it's ultimately going to trigger the mitzvah and Hashros Hashchina. And if we can't stop, and we can't create an existence of Shabbos, and we can't refocus, and we get lost in everything, then ultimately, there's no reason for a Mishkan. That, perhaps, is Pshat in our parsha. That, perhaps, is Pshat in Masechet Shabbos. That, perhaps, is Pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu's strategic move in our parsha of blowing the shofar and Vayichala Om Mehavi, and ultimately, that created the greatest bond and connection that Klal Yisrael could ever imagine, that we need to focus on as we return, and as we leave, and as the limitations of Mirtz Hashem slowly begin to open up, Rabbi Yisrael, remember what was necessary, and remember to bring that along as we return.